Good afternoon.
下午好.
Many believers, even pastors and missionaries, feel inadequate in prayer.
很多基督徒, 甚至是牧师和传道人, 都会感到祷告未必正确.
Prayer is essential in our spiritual battle.
祷告对我们的属灵征战是必不可少的.
Our enemy will try to prevent us from praying.
我们的敌人会想方设法阻止我们祷告。
He will try to confuse us about prayer.
他要让我们对祷告产生困惑。
He will try to make us ineffective in prayer and to discourage us.
他要让我们的祷告没有效果，使我们灰心丧气。
It's therefore very important to teach new believers about prayer.
所以教初信者来祷告是非常重要的。
The disciples of Jesus wanted to learn how to pray.
耶稣的门徒想学习怎样祷告。
Jesus prayed.
耶稣就祷告。
If the Son of God during his earthly ministry knew the importance of talking with his heavenly Father, how much more do we need to make prayer a regular part of our lives?
如果神的儿子在他地上侍奉的时候，知道与天父对话的重要性。 那么我们就更需要把祷告变成生命中的一部分。
The idea of prayer should not at this point be new to even a young believer.
祷告这个概念对于甚至初信徒也不是陌生的。
It is simply talking to God.
很简单，祷告就是与神对话。
But it's time to give it more attention.
然而我们应当更加重视祷告。
I would like to do this by asking and answering three questions.
这里我要提三个问题，并给出回答。
First, why can we talk to God?
第一，为什么我们能够与神对话？
Second, what should we talk to God about?
第二，我们应当对神说什么？
And third, how should we talk to God?
第三，我们应当怎样与神对话？
The first question may seem a bit odd.
第一个问题看起来有点怪。
Please note that I did not ask why should we talk to God, but why can we talk to God?
请注意，我问的不是为什么我们必须与神对话，而是问为什么我们能够与神对话。
Surely everybody can talk to God.
当然，每个人都可以与神对话。
Everybody can talk.
每个人都能说。
God knows everything.
上帝知晓万事。
So he knows what everyone says.
所以他知道每个人要说什么。
So anyone can talk to God, right?
所以每个人都应当可以和上帝对话，是吗？
Well, not exactly.
这不完全对。
The Bible describes prayer as more than God knowing what we say.
圣经讲，祷告超过了让上帝知道我们要说什么。
It describes prayer as coming to God.
圣经说，祷告是来到神面前。
It's having access to God.
是与神相交。
Not everyone has access to a king.
不是每个人都能够去接近王。
Similarly, not everyone has access to God.
同样，不是每个人能够亲近神。
God has given this privilege to some.
神把这个特权给了一些人。
He specifically has given this privilege to all of us who are his children.
神明确地把这个特权给了所有属他的孩子。
Paul explains this in his letter to the Ephesians.
保罗在他给以弗所教会的书信里做了解释。
Ephesians 2:18, he writes, For through him, that is through Jesus Christ, we both, that's believing Jew and believing Gentile, have access to the Father by one Spirit.
以弗所书2:18节，保罗写道，因为我们犹太信徒和外邦信徒，两下借着他，耶稣基督，被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
I want to note two truths about prayer in this verse.
我要指出这句经节里有关祷告的两条真理。
First, prayer is a privilege made possible by the saving death of Jesus Christ.
第一，祷告是藉着耶稣基督救赎的死带给我们的特权。
The context specifically says that it's through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are brought near to God.
经文特别指出，是通过耶稣基督的宝血，我们才能够亲近神。
In fact, a major point in the chapter is our former separation from God.
事实上，这个章的重点之一是讲我们过去怎样与神隔离。
That changed when we accepted by faith The gift of a righteous standing before God.
然而这一切都改变了，当我们凭着信心接受了神的礼物，可以在神面前称义。
We receive this right standing in Jesus Christ.
我们能够在神面前称义，因为我们在耶稣基督里。
We can talk with God and know that He wants to hear us.
我们能够与神对话，我们也知道他想要听我们对他说话。
This is more than His knowing everything.
这不仅仅是说神通晓万事。
He wants us to talk with Him.
神需要我们和他对话。
Not everyone can do this.
不是每个人都能这样做的。
Not everyone has access to the Creator and King of the universe.
不是每个人都能亲近创造宇宙万物的主。
Sin separates every natural person from an absolutely holy God.
罪把每一个自然人和完全圣洁的上帝分离。
But the believer in Christ does have this privilege.
但是在基督里的信徒拥有这个特权。
The person who is in Christ has this privilege because in Christ we have a righteous standing before God.
在基督里的人有这个特权，因为在基督里，我们就能在神面前称因信称义。
His death paid the penalty for our sin.
基督的死赎了我们的罪。
The believer has been declared righteous before God.
凡信耶稣的就在神面前称义。
In Christ we have access to the Father.
在基督里，我们能够亲近天父。
The second truth about prayer from this verse in Ephesians concerns that phrase, by one Spirit.
有关祷告的第二条真理，在这节经文的被一个圣灵这句话里。
Prayer is a privilege for those who have the Spirit of God.
祷告是给那些拥有上帝圣灵的人的特权。
Those who come to God by faith in Jesus receive what God has promised, His Holy Spirit.
凡是在耶稣基督里凭着信心来到神面前的人，都接受了神所应许的圣灵。
By His Spirit, we are in God's presence.
在圣灵里，我们与神同在。
God is with us by His Spirit, and we with God.
因神赐给我们的圣灵，神与我们同在，我们与神同在。
We're physically here on earth.
肉体上，我们人在地上。
But because God's Spirit is in us, when we pray, we are in God's presence.
但是因为神的圣灵住在我们里面，当我们祷告的时候，我们就进入神的同在。
Furthermore, the Spirit of God knows our thoughts.
并且圣灵也了解我们的思想。
And He knows the Father's thoughts.
他也了解天父的思想。
He knows what is best to pray.
圣灵知道我们最应该为什么祷告。
Even when we ourselves do not know what to pray, the Spirit prays for us.
哪怕我们自己也不知道要为什么祷告的时候，圣灵也会为我们祷告。
Jesus gave a model for prayer to His disciples so that they could learn how to pray.
耶稣向他的门徒树立了祷告的榜样，让他们学习祷告。
Most know this as the Lord's Prayer.
这就是广为人知的主祷文。
This prayer recognizes the special relationship one must have to talk with God.
这个祷告认可承认了人必须与神具有特殊的关系才能与神对话。
It begins, "Our Father who is in heaven."
它的开始句是我们在天上的父。
Prayer is a privilege for those who, through the death of Jesus Christ, have become children of God.
祷告是赐给那些通过耶稣基督的死成为属神的孩子们的特权。
What then should we talk to God about?
那么我们该对神说些什么呢？
I would share with you four areas to include in your prayer.
我想和你们分享四个方面，它应该进入我们的祷告。
These are not original with me.
这不是我独创的。
They have been around for years.
他们多年来一直在我的祷告里。
For the moment, I am changing the order that they're usually given.
在这里呢，我调整了一下他们的顺序。
We've already talked in this series about the need for confessing our sin.
在这套系列讲座里，我们曾经已经谈过认罪的必要。
So I'll begin with that briefly.
所以我先简短的以认罪来开头。
If you have sinned, it is best to care for it quickly.
如果你犯了罪，最好尽快处理。
Confessing our sin recognizes our need for a righteous standing before God.
承认我们自己的罪，就是接受我们有必要在神面前公义的站立。
Without God's forgiveness, we could not stand before Him.
然而得不到神的宽恕，我们就不能站立在他面前。
When we confess our sin and ask for forgiveness, we also recognize God's provision in Christ for that.
当我们认罪并请求神的宽恕的时候，我们就认识到神在基督里赐给了我们他的宽恕。
Although the Lord's Prayer is short, it includes this very request.
尽管主祷文很短，它包括了对认罪这个要求。
Forgive us our sins.
免了我们的罪。
I personally put thanksgiving as one of my highest priorities in prayer.
我个人把谢恩放在祷告的最首要位置。
Here are three or four observations about thanksgiving.
关于谢恩，我有以下三四点心得。
Thanksgiving is a natural outgrowth of confession.
谢恩是认罪的自然结果。
We give thanks for our forgiveness.
我们感谢神饶恕我们的罪。
When we are aware how great is the forgiveness we have, we will thank and love God more.
当我们意识到我们得到的饶恕是有多大时，我们就必然会爱神和感谢神更多。
Jesus taught this concept to a certain Pharisee named Simon. It's reported in Luke 7:36-50.
路加福音七章三十六到五十节记载了，耶稣把这条真理交给一个叫西门的法利赛人。
Simon had invited Jesus to a meal in his home.
西门邀请耶稣去他家吃饭。
He was a poor host because he failed to provide water for Jesus to wash his feet.
但是他却没有尽到地主之义，因为他没有给耶稣水洗脚。
As they were reclining at the table, a woman came.
他们坐席的时候，一个女人进来了。
She had lived a sinful life beforehand.
她曾经是个罪人。
She began to wash the feet of Jesus with her tears.
她开始用眼泪洗耶稣的脚。
She dried his feet with her hair and anointed them with perfume.
她用自己的头发把脚擦干，并抹上香膏。
Simon was upset.
西门非常不安。
He thought it totally inappropriate that Jesus would allow such a sinful woman to touch him.
西门认为耶稣让这样一个罪人来摸自己，实在是一件不恰当的事。
So Jesus told Simon a story about two men who owed debts.
于是耶稣向西门讲了一个关于两个欠债人的故事。
One owed little and the other much.
一个人欠的债少，另一个欠的债多。
The lenders forgave both debts.
债主免了两个人的债。
Jesus asked Simon, which of the two men would love the forgiving money lender more?
耶稣问西门，哪个欠债人会更爱那个开恩的债主呢？
Simon correctly answered that it was the one who had had the bigger debt.
西门正确的回答说，是那个多得恩免的人。
Jesus said that this is the way with sin as well.
耶稣说，这和罪是一个道理。
Of the woman, he said, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much.
关于那个女人，她说，她的许多罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多。
But he who has been forgiven little loves little.
但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
The more we realize how we fall short of the glory of God, the more we realize how great is our forgiveness.
当我们越多地认识到我们亏欠神的荣耀是多大，我们就会越认识到获得的恩免有多大。
And the more we also express our loving thanks to our Heavenly Father.
于是我们就越要向天父表达对他的爱和感恩。
Thanksgiving is a foundational attitude which we all need to cultivate.
感恩是我们都要培养的一种根本的态度。
I believe that the failure to give thanks is one reason people start down a path of ever-increasing sin.
我相信不能感恩是让人越来越多的在罪里的原因。
Paul puts the failure to give thanks and praise to God at the start of his long list of ever-worsening sins in Romans 1.
罗马书第一章，保罗把不感谢、不赞美神列在一长串罪列的首位。
He begins his evaluation of man's sinfulness with verse 21.
在第二十一节里，他开始评价人的罪性。
For although they knew God, They neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就灰暗了。
Giving thanks to God not only expresses our love to God, but also helps guard us against further sin.
感谢神不仅让我们表达对神的爱，也帮助我们防范犯更多的罪。
Giving thanks in everything should force us to look beyond our immediate response to circumstances.
凡事谢恩会让我们超越对眼前的处境，做出立刻的反应。
The Apostle Paul instructed the Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God."
使徒保罗教导腓立比人说，应当一无挂虑。只要凡事急着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
As Paul said, thanksgiving is required even in situations which would naturally cause us to be anxious.
保罗说，哪怕是在那些自然会引起人焦虑的环境中，谢恩也是必须的。
Thanking God in such times forces us to see the bigger picture.
在这样艰难的时刻，感谢神迫使我们看到更大的图画。
We can thank God for how He has helped us in the past.
我们可以感谢神以往的帮助。
We can thank God that He is a loving Heavenly Father who gives us all good things.
我们可以感谢神，因为他是一个慈爱的天父，赐给我们所有的美善。
We can thank God that He is using every circumstance to mold His children into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
我们可以感谢神，用每一种处境塑造他的孩子们，使我们更像耶稣基督的样式。
We can thank God for the hope which we have.
我们可以感谢神给我们的希望。
The Apostle Paul regularly included giving thanks to God in his letters.
使徒保罗常常在书信中感谢神。
He even found something to thank God for concerning the Corinthians.
甚至是让他担忧的哥林多教会，也成为他感谢神的理由。
Paul looked beyond their problems to the grace of God.And thanked God for that.
神看到那些问题之外是神的恩典，并为此感谢神。
Thanksgiving should naturally lead us to praise or adore God.
谢恩自然就带着我们进入赞美和崇拜神。
Remember the verse from Romans 1.
记住罗马书第一章的金句。
Sinful man neither glorified God as God nor gave him thanks.
罪人既不把神当作神荣耀他。也不感谢他。
Giving thanks and glorifying God seem to go together.
感谢和荣耀神似乎是相辅相成的。
We also find praise or adoration of God frequently in Paul's letters.
在保罗书信中常常能看到赞美和崇拜神的话。
In 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 and 4, he praises God as the God of all comfort.
哥林多后书一章，保罗赞美神。称他是赐各样安慰的神。
He looked beyond his immediate difficult situation to something bigger.
保罗的眼光超越了当时的困境，定睛在更大的事情上。
He had troubles.
他确实有麻烦。
He experienced God's comfort.
他经历了神的安慰。
He recognized that God was equipping him to comfort others.
他意识到神在装备他去安慰其他人。
Therefore, he praised God for who he is, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
所以他这样赞美神，就是发慈悲的父和赐各样安慰的神。
Have you ever thanked God for a beautiful sunny day like today?
你有没有为阳光灿烂的一天像今天感谢神呢？
Did you then praise him as the creator?
你有没有感谢过神，因为他是万物的创造主？
When we ask for forgiveness, do we think of God's mercy?
当我们求神宽恕的时候，我们有没有想到神的怜悯？
We should praise Him for being a merciful God.
我们应当赞美他，因为他是发慈悲的神。
There's so much about which we can praise God.
有太多东西让我们来赞美他。
And the Psalms can help us.
诗篇可以帮助我们。
In them we find direct examples of praise.
诗篇里面我们能够找到直接赞美神的例子。
We also find models to follow to help us find further things for which to praise God.
我们也能够找到好的榜样，帮我们来激发我们赞美神。
The final area to include in our prayer is what we normally think of as prayer.
祷告的最后一部分就包括我们通常想到的祷告。
Prayer includes asking God for things.
祷告包括向神去要。
The Bible refers to this as supplication or making request and intercession.
圣经说这是恳求，或者说向神提要求和代求。
Both words are found in 1 Timothy 2 verse 1.
这两个词出现在提摩太前书二章第一节。
Supplication means asking for things.
恳求的意思是你是提你想要的。
Intercession means asking on behalf of someone else.
代求的意思是代表别人去求。
Hope that came from still getting Chinese.
Yeah, right.
In both cases, the Bible is a good source of on ideas and what to request of God.
无论是哪种情况，圣经都告诉我们，圣经都是告诉我们向神提要求的最好来源。
The more our thoughts are aligned with God's thinking, the more we can be assured that we are requesting what He wants to give us.
我们的思想与神的思想联系得越紧，我们就越能确信我们所求的正是他要给我们的。
There are two general challenges in the area of making requests of God.
向神求往往有双重挑战。
James refers to these in his letter.
雅各在他的书信里提到这点。
James 4 verses 2 and 3 say, You do not have because you do not ask God.When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you have on your pleasures.
雅各书第四章二到三节，你们得不着，因为你们不求；你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
The first challenge is our failure to pray.
第一重挑战是我们不去祷告。
You do not have because you do not ask God.
你得不到，是因为你们。向神不向神求。
Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you."
耶稣说，祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
There was a good reason why Jesus had to teach this.
耶稣的这个教导是有原因的。
James tells us.
耶稣雅各告诉我们。
You do not have because you do not ask.
你们得不着，因为你们不去求。
Part of our problem may be pride.
我们的问题的一部分可能在于我们骄傲。
We lack the humility to go to God and tell Him, I can't do this.
我们缺乏谦卑的心到神那里，告诉他我做不到。
Yet God wants us to ask.
然而神想要我们向他求。
We are not informing God of our needs.
我们却不把我们的需要告诉神。
We are expressing our dependence upon God when we present our needs.
当我们向神求陈述我们的需要，就是表示我们在倚靠神。
There are things that God would gladly give, but we just have not asked.
有一些东西上帝非常乐意给我们，但是我们没有去求。
The second challenge is asking with the wrong motives.
第二重挑战是带着错的动机去求。
James says you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives.
雅各说，你们得不着，因为你们妄求。
It is difficult to know even our own motives.
了解我们自己的动机是一件困难的事。
But God knows our hearts and can reveal our motives to us.
但是神了解我们的心思，能够把我们的心怀意念显现给我们看。
We can ask for many good things for wrong reasons.
我们可能会抱着错误的动机向神求好的东西。
For example, we might want wisdom.
比如我们可能想要智慧。
That's a good request.
这是一个好的请求。
But we may want it so that we don't look foolish in the eyes of others.
但是我们想要智慧的原因可能是想要在别人面前不会显得愚笨。
That's a bad motive.
这就是个坏动机。
Sometimes our motives may be for good things, but not for the best.
有的时候我们的动机是好的但不是最好的。
We might ask for peace in order to live righteously, which is a biblical request.
我们可能会求和平，是为了能够照着圣经的要求，公义的生活。
But God wants to give us assurance of our faith and patience.
但是神却要给我们的是我们对我们的信心和忍耐的保证。
And that sometimes comes through trials.
这个有时是要通过试验来得到的。
Make your requests to God.
向神去求。
But ask too that He reveal our motives.
也求他把我们的心怀意念彰显出来。
The final question to answer, only briefly, is how should we talk to God?
最后简短地问一个问题，我们应当怎样和神对话？
First, prayer is not for show.
第一，祷告不是为了给人看。
Some of the Pharisees had this problem.
有些法利赛人有这个毛病。
Jesus said, "Don't be like the hypocrites who pray to be seen by men."
耶稣说，不可像那假冒为善的人。祷告故意叫人看见。
For some, and especially perhaps new believers, this can be an encouragement.
这句话对一些人，尤其是初信者，可以算是一种鼓励。
You don't have to worry about what others think.
你不必顾虑别人怎么想。
Your prayers to God.
你的祷告是对神。
He knows your heart and is pleased that you have come to Him.
他知道你的心思，喜悦你来到他面前。
Second, we pray submissively.
第二，我们应当顺服的祷告。
Jesus, God the Son, prayed this way.
耶稣，神的儿子是这样祷告的。
Not my will, but your will be done.
不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
This is part of what it means to pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告的部分含义就在这里。
We pray, submitting ourselves to the character and will of our Lord.
我们祷告时是顺服于主的特点和主的意思。
We should not ask for things that are contrary to His character.
我们不会去求有悖于主的特质的东西。
In John chapters 14 through 16, John writes about praying in Jesus' name.
约翰福音14到16章，约翰记载了在耶稣的名里祷告。
But he also reminds us to abide in Jesus.
他也提醒我们要住在主耶稣里面。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Remaining in Christ requires submitting to him.
在基督里要求我们顺服他。
We need to know and do God's word.
我们需要明白神的话，并活出神的话。
Third, pray expansively.
第三，我们要广泛的祷告。
Our prayer should touch everything.
我们的祷告应该涉及一切事。
In everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
只要凡事急着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
There is nothing which we can't talk to God about.
没有任何事情是我们不能对神说的。
Our prayer should be part of every situation.
我们的祷告应该成为任何情况的一部分。
Already Ephesians 6:18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
以弗所书第六章十八节，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
There is no occasion when prayer is inappropriate.
没有任何情况是祷告不合适的。
I prayed for a parking place this morning.
今天早上我为了一个停车场而祷告了。
And thanked him when I finally got one.
感谢神，我真的得了一个停车位。
Our prayer should be as broad as our dependency upon God.
我们的祷告应当和我们对神的依赖那样宽广。
It should cover every minute, every place, every situation that we are in.
祷告应该是在每一分钟、每个地方和每一个情况中。
Prayer is one of those areas in which most Christians will agree in theory, but many struggle in practice.
大多数基督徒在理论上完全接受祷告，但是在实际运用中，很多人却在挣扎。
We want to pray.
我们想祷告。
We know we should pray.
我们也知道我们应当祷告。
We pray, but we don't see the results we would like.
我们祷告，但是却看不到我们期待的效果。
New Testament does not tell us a specific time, place, position, or vocabulary for praying.
新约圣经没有教我们用在什么时间、在什么地方、在什么情况、用什么词汇来祷告。
I personally find that I'm helped by writing.
我个人发现，当我写下来的时候，就有助于我祷告。
I write down Bible passages that talk about prayer.
我还写下圣经祷告的经文。
I write down prayer requests and things for which I am thankful.
我写下祷告中我想求的和让我感谢的。
I've even written out prayers for myself.
我甚至有时会写下我自己的祷告词。
Try it if it helps you.
你可以试，如果它能帮助你。
But it's not required.
但是这不是一定要求你做。
Sometimes I pray aloud, sometimes silently.
有时我大声祷告，有时无声祷告。
Sometimes I pray walking with my eyes open to stay awake.
有时候我祷告时会睁大眼睛走来走去，让我清醒。
At other times I can close my eyes and kneel and pray.
有时我闭上双眼跪下祷告。
I have fallen asleep on my knees.
然后我就不会来犯困。
That was not good. 2 hours later, I got up.
啊，但是两个小时以后呢，啊，我就起来了，因为可能我会犯困。
So it's okay to stand and talk out loud and pray.
所以重要的是和神对话。
Not me.
Okay.
But probably don't do that along the street.
但是你可以走来大声的祷告的时候走来走去，但是不要在马路上这样做，可能。
We can talk to God at any time.
我们可以随时随地和神对话。
But certain ways are better at different times.
但是呢，在某些情况和某些时间里面，祷告可能更好。
The important thing is to talk to God.
最重要的是与神对话。
Take advantage of the privilege which we have.
让我们好好的利用这个特权。
Get started talking.
开始与神对话。
And keep talking with Him about everything.
而且不断的和神谈任何事情。
According to Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
像腓立比书第四章第七节所说的，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Amen.
Amen.